Greetings and welcome. This is episode 19 of the Afterlife Question and Answer. My name is Jack Bybee. I am the host of this podcast. Just recently, a few minutes ago, I checked my podcast host Buzzsprout.com, their download statistics. As of today, we are at 484 downloads. That's today, January 21st, 2024. Thank you. Remember, we are listed on many podcast directories around the world. In this episode, I discuss the following: dispelling the myth that spirit guides and guardian angels are fabrication of the imagination. And, as I am well aware, anything is possible. Help me, I scream, as near to a primal scream as ever. And there was the help, and that help is still there. And thirdly, Leonardo da Vinci on killing. A public service message: if you are going through a difficult time and are trying to seriously harm yourself, please get help and try to change your thinking. Your prayer and meditation are most helpful in achieving an answer. Every prayer is answered. All we have to do is listen for the answer. Remember that suicide doesn't only hurt you and end your life here on earth. It hurts everyone who loves you, and they mourn for you, and you cause them hurt for years and years and years to come. Please, if you are thinking of hurting yourself, get help. As we get into preparing to defend our very own democracy in 2024, we can all remember that nothing comes our way that we cannot handle. Of that I am convinced, and that goes for any listener who is going through a difficult time as well. Nothing comes your way that you cannot handle. Now, a few days ago, I ordered volume 2 of the Notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci, and I'm delighted to say it arrived yesterday. Not long after I started paging through the translated text, which I find quite fascinating, I found the following, which really supports one of my mantras, that of do not kill. Here, from the Notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci, compiled and edited from the original manuscripts by Jean-Paul Richter, published by Dover in 1970, and for your reference, here is the ISBN, is 486-22573-0. I found in entry 1140 this entry pertinent to what I learnt in my NDE and what I firmly believe. A caveat regarding Leonardo, by the way: he also devised many of the killing machines now in use in warfare. But here is what the genius of the Renaissance has to say about killing. I quote, "And you, O man, will discern in this work of mine the wondrous works of nature, if you think it would be a criminal thing to destroy it. Reflect how much more criminal it is to take the life of a man. And if this, his external form, appears to thee marvelously constructed, remember that it is nothing compared with the soul that dwells in that structure. For that indeed, be it what it may, is a thing divine. Leave it then to dwell in his work at his good will and pleasure, and let not your rage or malice destroy a life. For indeed, He who does not value it does not himself deserve. So that was Leonardo, way back in the Renaissance in Europe. Now, a question. Do we have spirit guides or guardian angels? The short answer is yes, as positively as I can. Every single one of us on this planet has a guardian angel, as I said in the last episode, and a spirit guide, by the way. To all this, I add my mantra that the being of light, God, imparted to me as I lost my discussion with the being of light and was in no uncertain manner returned to this, the realm of the relative. So what was imparted to me that is so important? Just this, ask. Ask and it shall be manifested unto you. It has worked for me in matters that are important to my soul. And as follows, as I stated in the last episode, I would give some thought to what I experienced with guardian angel interaction. What follows happened in 1982, 10 years after I returned from death consciousness, and after I had just arrived in the United States. I walk out of a little bookstore, and thinking I will explore McDonald's for a snack, for at that time I had never experienced McDonald's. It's politics all over again. As I walk along the sidewalk, I see what I call two thoroughly modern Millies. Obviously young mothers, both of them standing, holding onto their strollers, facing each other, deep in conversation. And both, as I say, have strollers. And as I walk past, I see that there is a toddler in the one stroller. But as I look down, I see the other stroller is vacant. Where's the toddler? A voice deep inside of me seems to say. Then comes a voice I respect. Look between the cars. It is not much of a deviation. I step past the two women and sideways between the parked cars. Looking left, there's a toddler, dressed in a little denim jumpsuit, standing almost on a yellow line in the middle of the street. Hurtling towards the child is the typical 16-wheeler transport truck, heading down the street, directly at the toddler. I am more than hesitant to relate this, but as evidence the guardian angels, this is what I can relate. The thing is, I see this toddler. The child is dead. Probably myself as well. No child can live after being struck by a fast-moving semi-truck. The lesson to me now is to listen to your intuition. If I had spent a nanosecond thinking about what could happen, I would just have stepped back and said, I'm sorry, I'm just about to witness a toddler being killed. The thing is, I didn't. Without thinking, I dived headfirst, screaming, help me! Flying headfirst through the air, I didn't need a help review or a let's see if you could join the help me queue or whatever. I needed help instantly. And there, instantly, I am diving headfirst into a ball of golden pulsating love. I have absolutely no idea what happened next. I cannot explain it. All I later realize is that I'm standing on the other side of the street with my back up against a corporate building holding that toddler in my arms. I have absolutely no idea how that happened. None. So I certainly have no recollection of picking the toddler up, even of touching the child or anything like that. Both of us were dead. I mean, it was a fait accompli. But it would seem that there was my guardian angel, my spirit guide, the being of light, whoever, whatever, there was help when I desperately needed it. I cannot explain it any other way. But whoever it was, spirit guide, guardian angel, being of light, if that energy had not been there instantly, I certainly would not be here today. That is for certain. My next conscious recollection is seeing these two women screaming across the street towards me. I think the one lost her high-heeled shoes or something because she was running barefoot. My child, you saved my child, or something like that. In typical American fashion, one of them started to delve into her handbag and started to pull out banknotes, money. Even in a traumatic moment like this, money seems to cure everything in the American mind. I handed the child back to the woman who I presume was the child's mother, mumbled something about looking after your child, turned and left. I had just arrived in the country a few weeks before. I wanted no problems. As Neil Donald Walsh explains in Conversations with God, something like this can be regarded as divine paradox. On the one hand, be aware of the consequences of our actions, about killing anyone or anything, of abusing nature and creating unforeseen consequences. Yet, as I relate, if I had thought, if I had hesitated, given the scenario, nanoseconds worth of thought, I would have realized that child did not stand a chance and would be dead. Explain that one, please. So, why go public with this, as my mantra goes? Ask and it shall be manifested unto you. Well, remember this was 10 years after I was told to come back to the earth plane. But I screamed, help me. And there, as I dived headfirst, there was the help. I relate this with a great deal of caution because it sounds odd. I do not want to boast about this, and yet this whole narrative was prompted by a question on Facebook. Are there any NDEers who have had experience with guardian angels? Well, you just heard it. And that's it for this podcast. To all my listeners, I am delighted you keep downloading. Thank you. Please consider going to https://afterlifeqa.buzzsprout.com. You will find a link there where you can contribute $5 a month in support of this podcast, or more if you want. But anything like that will be wonderful. Please, if you are finding this podcast useful, please consider donating. Many thanks. You may contact me at top. So, till next time, from the production team of Connie and Jack, plus a few interested friends here in Arizona in the United States, I will wish you all the best. Let's all pray and work for peace. Thank you. Pray for peace. Please, may you walk in peace, journey in delight. May the blessings of the Perfect One be with you and yours always. Namaste. Jack out.